The big race coming up is going to be for mayor of Hopkinsville, and this is an important election for the direction of the city. And so I would like to call each of our candidates up to speak, and I'd like to start with Natasha, who is running for mayor as our first speaker.
Hello, Hopkinsville. I am Natasha Sophia Francis, and I am on your mayor primary ballot. As a mayor, I want to represent you as a people of Hopkinsville to be transparent, to be respectful, and to honor whatever it is that you guys need in your neighborhood. So please, I just wanted to make this short because we're running out of time, but yes, please look for me on the ballot in May 19th of this year, and I appreciate your vote. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Natasha. I'd also like to invite Russ Guffey, who is running for mayor as well, to come speak.
Director, that's for sure. In all honesty, that's the reason I'm running. I have my family here with me today, a 5-year-old that we all just try to keep up with. I have a 13-year-old who represents our city with a lot of the teams that she goes to and travels with, an 18-year-old who is in college right now, who I have spoken with and wants to come back to Hopkinsville to become an occupational therapist, and a 21-year-old who is engaged to her fiance, who is serving us in the Air Force. So if we can, let's please give him a round of applause for his vote. And I hope this doesn't come across as conjecture. I mean this sincerely. It was mentioned at the very beginning. Please pray for every candidate. Pray for their families. It's not easy. It's not easy on their families. It's hard for a lot of people to believe that JR and I, Natasha and I, talk outside of these events. You know, but we're friends. We truly support each other. We may have a difference of opinion on certain things, but please, please pray for your candidates and for their families and for their campaign committees, because it really is a tough a venture to go about. On your table, you will see my card. It has my platforms. I want to make Hopkinsville the best place to live, work, visit, play, and stay. It's not just my platform, it's my vision. It's not just my vision, it's my belief. I firmly believe that Hopkinsville can be the best place to live, work, visit, play, and stay. But I think everybody, at least in this room right now, is a conservative. I don't know that you'd be here if you weren't. And that being said, I think we all have certain core beliefs that we feel like the government should operate with and under. We want low taxes. I think we want as few people as possible running the government and let the free market take care of the other things. What was it Reagan said? Yeah. Reagan said, you know, I'm from the government. The scariest word from the government, I'm here to help. My current term as a magistrate has been in for 3 years. The current term with the mayor has been in 3 years. A lot of the people in the room, 3 years. 3 years ago, the city budget, $43 million. In 3 years, that budget is now $56 million. That's a $13 million increase. A lot of people say, okay, more money to do stuff with. Where's that money come from? You and you and you and you and me. taxes. $13 million in 3 years. $2.5 million of that comes from a specific tax that also comes from your pocket and my pocket and business owners' pockets. And if we want fewer people that are helping run our city, our payroll, the city payroll, has increased $3.8 million in 3 years. These numbers come directly from the city budget off the website. Now, some of that is raises earned. Some of that is step increases earned. Some of that is new firefighters. Great, public safety. But it's not all $3.8 million. As conservatives, we have to stand up and say, enough is enough. Let's cut where we can and still make sure that the services that we can offer are being offered and are being offered to the best of their ability. All this predicates on two things, really. If we want to grow, and Hopkinsville has not grown in years, that's a fact. We have to have more housing. We have to have a higher household income. That's the live and the work. When you have those things, you will grow. But you also want people to move back. You want your sons and your daughters and your grandkids and their grandkids to come back to Hopkinsville. In order to do that, you have to have something for them to play or reasons for them to visit. See where all this is interconnected? And if you get all of those things, now you have people who come to visit or who used to live here and say, I'm going back to stay in Hopkinsville. Guess what happens? Your population continues to grow. Your tax base increases on nothing else because you have more people, which means we pay less and less because of our compensating rate. That is my platform. That is how everything comes together. I consider myself a full-time servant above everything else. I always try to be a full-time leader, and I look forward to being your full-time mayor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Russ. We appreciate it. And I'd like to invite Mayor J.R. Knight to come up and speak.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank y'all for being here. And it's been a great ride, as I'd say, for 3 years of being y'all's mayor. It's been a lot of work, a lot of long nights, a lot of things that's got to go on. Yes, we have raised our budget to $56 million, but I do have a fully staffed police department. When I took office, we were 17 officers down. We will not deny that, but we are fully staffed. We have a new fire station now that is fully staffed. And our EMTs and our paramedics, all that is fully staffed on that. The budget did go up because we needed people. We're not wasting the money of the taxpayers. We're putting it where it's needed for to be spent for Hopkinsville. You know, we have no homicides this year, last year in Hopkinsville. That's something to be very proud of. It's been a long time since that's happened. And my hat is off to my police department. My hat is off to that sheriff's department for their hard work that they do. And we do work side by side at the city and county on that. And we're very proud of that. You know, the fire department, we have a new building. We have a lot going on. We have a new training facility out there. But it is state of the art. And we have a lot there going on. Economic development, kitchen foods, we just went through it the other day. On Thursday, we walked through it and done a walkthrough. Had a great tour of it. They are almost done. We're going to open the doors on August the 7th is what their shoot date is. And hiring is going to start in June is what they're saying. Hoping to have everybody hired by June on that. So that's looking forward for our economic growth. You know, we have a little over 800 open jobs right now in Hopkinsville. But we also got to have housing for them people to live in. You know, we've been cleaning up Hopkinsville, moving forward with Hopkinsville, taking down the dilapidated housing, the dilapidated buildings. We've had buildings that were condemned for 30 years that prior administration just let it sit there. All of us don't worry about it. We'll worry about it. We'll outlive the owner. Okay. Well, we started cleaning, and we're not going to stop. If I'm reelected, that's what I plan on doing, is keep moving forward. Hopkinsville is first. It is the greatest place to live in Christian County and in the United States. It is. It is the greatest place. I want my daughters to come back here. I want my granddaughters to live here. And I want yours to live here, because I believe each and every day is the best place to live. You know, revitalizing our past and looking for our future, that's what we're doing. I am your full-time mayor, all time. Everybody knows, all you gotta do is pick up that phone and call me any day, any night, I'm mayor. You know, most of you know that. My phone number's always available if anybody needs me. Thank you. May 19th, Mayor or not, Mayor.